King James dislikes Sir Walter Raleigh for lots of reasons, not least of all because he keeps attacking the Spanish, so James wants him executed without trial. This upsets the people a lot, and James is hurriedly ushered away from the club by his creepy assistant Sir Robert Cecil. Now, Cecil is a Catholic hater and takes great delight in making the king paranoid, even at bedtime. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll forgive a slightly personal question, how well do you sleep at night? Maybe you're one of the lucky ones, and if so, we now invite you to spare a thought for those among us who aren't quite so fortunate.
The sunset dims to let the night descend, and now the weary day is drawing to the end. So bend your knees and close your eyes up tight, and say a little prayer to get you through the night. You check behind the curtains and you see there's nothing there. You look beneath the bed and even underneath the chair. You pull out all the pillows and you reach along behind. There's nothing there to get you, cause it's only in your mind. So roll back all the blankets and straighten up the sheet. Have a little stretch and let the weight come off your feet. Tuck up all your tootsies, then you cuddle up to Ted. And just ignore the little voice that whispers in your head that the sound but you must be really sure. You take a massive breath and then you reach towards the door. But everything is normal and there's nothing out of place. So you try to get a grip and put a smile upon your face. You climb back into bed as if you hadn't got to care. But are you really certain that there wasn't something there? Your spine is all a shiver and your head is in a sweat, cause it's time to blow your candle out. The more you wake, the worse it is to sleep. You're on your own, it's up to you.